Major League Baseball passed its first big trading deadline this week, and the Indians took a pass on headline-grabbing deals. Our sports commentator Terry Pluto notes that last year, the Indians traded top prospects for relief pitcher Andrew Miller. Terry, what did the Indians do this week to pull away from the pack of teams with good but not great records?
Not a lot. I mean, basically what you really need, they added another pitcher for their bullpen. A big thing for them was Danny Salazar, who had made the All-Star team in 2016. In July of 2016, he was 10-3, makes the All-Star team, wins one game the rest of the year. And that continued into this year. But finally, they think they changed his motion around, got his arm calmed down. And as Chris Antonetti, the Indians president, told me, he goes, this is just like we traded for a starting pitcher who's capable of making an All-Star team. So they got Salazar back. They traded for Joe Smith, who's been here before, a very durable relief pitcher, kind of like they hope he's a little better than Brian Shaw. Because remember, the Indians, one of their mottos, you can never have enough relief pitchers for Terry Francona. One year in September, they had so many pitchers, they had to actually put chairs on the roof of the bullpen, like these folding chairs, because they didn't have room for everybody. But there was something else going on. Instant gratification versus not just long-term success, but success coming relatively soon. Who's their top prospect?
Francisco Mejia.
Right. Catcher.
Switch-hitting catcher.
Check him out. Leading the Eastern League in batting at 317, 21 years old. Overall, he's ranked number 3 in all Major League Baseball among prospects. And the Indians are thinking next year, this guy could be the Indians starting catcher. He can conceivably even come up maybe in September and help a little bit.
But I do have to ask, this year, people are looking at the Indians. They made it to the World Series.
Right.
They barely lost to the Cubs. People said, that's okay, we'll forgive you, we'll be back next year. Are they going to be patient with anything that doesn't guarantee a repeat trip to the World Series?
I mean, the whole world is based upon having it my way right now takes too long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm serious. It really is a different mindset. When the Indians traded for Andrew Miller, they looked at this as a 2.5-year deal. In other words, they viewed their window of opportunity being open at least through 2018. That's why they went out and signed Edwin Encarnacion. All the Indians' key players, the only player who could leave via free agency after this season, a key player, is Carlos Santana. I was glad they didn't make a foolish trade. And there's a bunch of people out there say, make a foolish trade because I want to win now. I want my World Series.
I'll tell you, though, I think the one thing Northeast Ohio has going to counter that feeling, we have so many minor league teams around here
mm-hmm.
where we get to see these guys. And we get a little better glimpse of who they are than I think other areas do where the farm system is elsewhere.
I wish the Indians had more hardcore fans. Let's start with that. But the ones they have are really astute. Right now, the Indians have about 150 players in the minors, everywhere from the Dominican Summer League right now to Mahoning Valley, you know, to Lake County, to Akron. Brady Aiken, their top pick in 2015, right now he is pitching for Lake County. And a guy named Will Benson, their top pick in 2016, you can drive out to Mahoning Valley and see him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go to Akron and see some of the top prospects that they have. Yu Chang, a shortstop. Francisco Mejia, we talked about. Bobby Bradley. Some people wanted to trade Bobby Bradley, who's hit like 18 homers at Akron. What position does he play?
First.
First base. Who's the one player that I said the Indians could lose via free agency?
Carlos Santana.
I ain't trading Bobby Bradley. That's why when it comes trading time, it's like this big puzzle. I'm not trying to turn this into, you know, just this mind-boggling calculus problem. But there is some real thought given to it, and it's different than the other two sports because of the elements of the minor leagues and prospects.
I love it.
There you go.
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot. Terry Pluto joins us each Wednesday to talk sports in Northeast Ohio.